My name is Jeremy Devins, and this is the Quiet Mind Astrology Podcast with the weekly horoscope for June 14th, 2021. So it's been an intense month already. We had the eclipse season pass through, so that's done for the summer now, and we move into the summer solstice coming up this weekend. We've got three major transits, and the most auspicious positive week of the month is happening in this period starting now this week. So if you're listening along on the podcast, you can check out the video for this episode on the Vedic Astrology membership at quietmindastrology.com, where you can also get a free birth chart if you want to know where these transits are affecting you personally. So this past week, These transits affected a lot of people personally, because there was unfortunately a lot of violence breaking out in the U.S., which, as I discussed in the monthly horoscope, that is something I've seen through the Mars and Pushya transit that happens every 2 years. So it's in this nakshatra that's meant to be about nourishment, but Mars, Mangala, the warrior, coming into Cancer, where it's considered debilitated, the warrior with knives and aggression into the place where it's meant to be protective and caring, can become very violent and hostile. So that's something that's happened throughout history, and it's not super uncommon, and it's a very unfortunate event. And fortunately, the transit will be over just in a couple weeks, so it's almost through the end of the month here. But the intensity of the eclipses just sort of riles everybody up and brings things to the surface. And as I mentioned, eclipses are like big portals that we go through where life changes and we're a different person. And it goes back to where the last eclipse happened towards the end of last year, the beginning of this year, and what was going on at that time, December, January, and what's transitioned from there and what's transpired since then. So I'll share personally, I bought this new water filter I was super excited about around December, and I actually posted on my Instagram, my personal Instagram, of like, okay, I'm going to install this thing right now. It's super exciting and fun. I love to have nice filtered clean water. And as I was recording, I got to this point where I didn't have the peace that I needed. And that's happened to be around the time where there was a big shortage of pieces that were at like Home Depot and Lowe's and these home improvement stores. They didn't have the piece that I needed. And I just kept putting it off and then just kind of worked around it and didn't fix the sink. I just kind of left it there and whatever, not a big deal. But finally, 6 months later, so from eclipse to eclipse, I just let my sink be in this issue of needing to fix it, and finally fixed it. Right? So that's one example, very sort of simple, basic example of something that I just felt like there's all this resistance around it, and which part do I need, and how do I put this on there? And but it was really pretty simple once I actually did it. And I didn't really feel like I needed to until the eclipse. So I did that, and then also sold my car, right? So I've just been working remotely and working with people around the world through my podcast and mentorship and yoga and astrology, and really loving it. And I happen to have a big transit happening in my 12th house right now. So that's where this eclipse was. So I have Gemini moon. So that puts the eclipse that was in Taurus and Rahu in Taurus and all this Taurus energy of the last couple weeks in my 12th house. So if you want to know where it is in your houses, look for the number 2 in your birth chart, where Taurus is, and then look where that is, what house that's in. So if it's in your 7th house, big transformation in your relationships. You've just gone through a big portal there. Or if it's in your 12th house like me, that's a time where there's going to be a big loss. And I've kind of tested this and challenged it throughout the years, but when you have these 12th house transits, there is some sort of big loss. Or more time in solitude, or working with more international things. But as we understand the astrology of things, we understand the transits of things, 12th house doesn't have to be negative. It doesn't have to be terrible loss. It doesn't have to be a lot of sorrow and despair. But it can be an intentional letting go of something. And I was driving my car about once a month since the pandemic started, and I actually looked to sell it back then. And of course, they didn't need cars. They had too many. So I got a low rate from the different quotes I got. Now, with the inflationary things happening, and you've probably experienced going to the store, the prices are going up. In the month of May, prices went up the highest they've gone in a very long time, or the fastest they've gone up in a long time. That's with Jupiter being ruled by Saturn right now, Jupiter expansion and growth, moving into Aquarius, which is generally pretty positive, but it's ultimately being ruled by Saturn, which is in Capricorn, which has been very tough. The Saturn and Capricorn transit that we started last year, at the beginning of the pandemic, right when the pandemic started, it's right when Saturn moved into this Capricorn position, and it's been tough. And on top of that, with Rahu and Ardra that I've talked about way back when that happened during 9/11. So a big trigger of events, of very difficult events. And we're still in the effects of that until April next year, as I've talked about. And that includes this inflationary pricing now, which we'll see with Jupiter going retrograde at the end of this week. Maybe it starts to go back. Maybe it starts to we review these things and maybe the prices start to go back down. But it looks like that's going to persist through the end of the year towards late November when Jupiter goes forward again. So that issue with chip shortages with the cars worked to my benefit. The rate that I got for my car went up $5,000, which is unheard of, that used cars appreciate in value, especially that fast. But with the shortage and all the pandemic stuff and the lockdowns, that's what's happened. And I decided to just let it go. So that's a difficult decision that you have to make with these 12th house transits. For anybody who has Gemini rising or moon right now, that is a factor at play. So I decided to go with it and just accept the loss and say, oh, it's not that big of a deal. Like, I was never driving. I love the car. It's great. It's exactly the car I wanted. But I'm really enjoying walking everywhere now. And that is a 12th house thing as well. The 12th sign of Pisces is related to the feet. The 12th sign also to some degree related to walking in the feet. Not as much as Pisces. But that has been really nice. Getting more time in the sun, which is always good, especially in the summer. And especially those of you who have strong sun in your chart. Getting the sun is like being in your element. So really good to do that. Also got a new meditation cushion, right? So those are some positive ways. Whenever you have a 12th house transit, just think of these things, intentionally letting go of things. I donated a lot of things. I threw out a lot of things I wasn't using anymore. That's all with the retrograde energy too. So that applies to all of us with all the retrograde going on right now. So that's how I'm navigating it. Got a new meditation cushion, sold my car, let go of a bunch of things, and handled some old unfinished cycles because of the eclipse. This month is just so big. There's just so much happening. And with all the Mrigashira energy too, it can feel a little scattered and like all these different things to focus on. So if you feel that, it's okay to just take a nap, take a rest, and not try to do it all. It's okay if you feel overwhelmed. Just, you know, that can happen with this energy too. But time in the sun, time in nature, taking care of the basics, food, water, hydration, practices like meditation, always essential, always good. So this week, moving ahead, what's happening this week in our transits? Well, on the 14th, that's today as I'm recording this late in the day, we have Sun moving into Gemini. So Sun is still in Mrigashira Nakshatra, as I mentioned at the beginning of the month. So that stays through this week. And again, that brings out this sort of explorative energy, inquisitive energy, curiosity. Mrigashira is awesome for exploring and learning new things and being curious. And I have another personal story, just one more I'll share. So just going back over my business with Saturn retrograde, with Mercury retrograde, that's perfect time right now to go over things with your business and structures you put in place. So one of the structures I put in my yoga business is to not align with Yoga Alliance. And I've gotten more and more messages recently of people who are now hearing that's an issue. Right? So without getting into the weeds of that, basically it's a decision I made in my business that I didn't want to align with this company. I don't fully align with what they're doing and how they run things, but they're kind of the standard in the industry. And everybody expects like that it means something, but it actually doesn't. Right? It's just a registry. It's just a list. But I've been hearing more from people saying like it's become an issue, and it was never in the past. Like, I never had any issue of getting any yoga teaching jobs, but it has become an issue. And people are saying, well, I can't get a job because they want Yoga Alliance registered people. So I was like, okay, I surrender 12th house, letting go, and change my structures, Saturn retrograde in Capricorn and Mercury retrograde. It's like, okay, if this is where the industry is going and what people are running into this issue, Maybe I'm just now just kind of digging my heels in if I'm not going with this. You know, Yoga Alliance isn't perfect, but it's what the industry has become sort of standardized to, even though it doesn't do what people think it does. And I have my own opinions about it. I could be stubborn, Taurus, and focus on that, even though I don't have a lot of Taurus on my own chart. I do have a lot of the Earth in my chart. So I just realized I'm just being stubborn about this and I need to change the structure. And it's not necessarily what I want to do, but it's what is going to serve people the best. So that's a good thing to consider right now. Are the structures you have actually serving the purpose that they're intended to serve, which in my case is to help people be great yoga teachers and help them create a living doing this work. And I realized there was a place that I could improve that. So decided to move in that direction. So I will be moving my trainings to be affiliated with Yoga Alliance, at least for the short term. We'll see long term where that goes. But that was a portal I had to go through this past week as well. And that's, you know, not the most fun and interesting and exciting thing, but ideally now this week ahead, we find places to have more fun and excitement and joy, maybe dance, song, music, learning, exploring. That's what the sun in Mrigashira energy is, and sun in Gemini especially, bringing out your inner child, being more playful, having more fun. It's a great way to use this, and that continues through this Sunday in the summer solstice. Sun energy is very strong right now, especially in the northern hemisphere. Of course, in the southern hemisphere, those of you in Australia, hello, Kimberly and everybody. So this is the time to go into the opposite of that. So more into the lunar energy, longest night of the year, of course, and adapt in that way. But for everyone else, most of us are in the northern hemisphere. Sun, playful, getting out, maybe celebrating something, celebrating your successes, going to the beach or swimming. Here in Austin, we have the springs that are amazing. If you ever visit Austin, definitely want to visit the springs, especially in the summertime, much needed. There's this theory that every city, the water in their springs is, if they have springs, is like the perfect temperature to cool off the hot period in that city in the summertime. So 68 degrees Fahrenheit here in Austin, Texas, in that water all year round. So it's pretty chilling when it's 100 degrees Fahrenheit here, like it was today, briefly. Or 97, I guess. Big difference, right? But anyway, moving along this week on June 16th to 27th, these are the most positive dates for the month. So this is the time to have fun, celebrate, do all these things. Overall, the most auspicious and positive dates of the month, 16th to 27th. Then on the solstice, the 20th, this is a huge day, because it's the solstice and Jupiter turns retrograde. So the longest day of the year here in the north, the longest night of the year for those of you in the south. But great time for enjoyment, fun, celebration, music, dance, all those things I just said. And if you're having any issues here, any pitta excess issues, overheating, red things on your skin, frustration, irritability with the Mars and Pushya and the intensity of the eclipses that always happens, if that frustration intensity builds up in a negative way, Om Suryaya Namaha is a great mantra for the sun. Om Suryaya Namaha. Also, Surya Vedana. This is a nostril breathing technique where you breathe in through your right side and out through your left nostril. So in through the right nostril, out through the left. And that's the technique. And you do that for at least 3 minutes. Ideally, 11 minutes is a good amount. You could do longer, or if you can only do a minute, fine. But this is a great way to strengthen the sun energy and align with the sun energy. And ultimately, what we're always doing here with astrology is trying to align with the cosmic energies. So trying to align with the sun energy and bring out the more positive expression, creativity, leadership, fun, play, excitement, joy, dancing, celebration. And it's really at its peak here on the 20th. And I'll be hosting a live workshop if you want to join us, Ayurveda for the summer season. It's free for anybody who's in the Quiet Mind Yoga membership. If you're not, you can join for free for 7 days and cancel if you want. But usually I charge $37 for these events in person. But this is all online and it's going to be super fun. And that's this Sunday, the 20th, summer solstice event. 10:30 a.m. Central. If you can't be there live, you can get the recording. Totally free. And if you're not a member, you can join and cancel anytime. So that's at quietmind.yoga. But these are the ways to work with it. So the Om Sardiyaya Namaha mantra, you can use the mala beads like I talked about last week. You can do the Surya Vedana Pranayama practice, inhale right, exhale left. You can do sun salutations, the Surya Namaskar, the salutations to the sun. So that's a great way to work with this energy as well. And then moving along to the 20th, that same day, Jupiter turns retrograde in Aquarius. So look back to April 5th, beginning of April this year. What was going on that week? Real brief personal share again is I made some big changes in my home. So that's also my workspace. So that's really significant. It's my home and work and everything else. But new interior design, new color schemes, new palette of colors and new feel and look to the home, and felt much better. And there were some things that I knew I wanted to do later that I left unfinished. And this is a time when on the 20th, Jupiter goes retrograde, to go back over those things. What were you doing in that time and around early April, April 5th, and what's unfinished? So how have you grown and changed since then? What big changes did you make? I made some of those examples of changes. And what ways have you stepped into your unique way of expressing yourself? This is Aquarius energy, unique, innovative, expressive, progressive, and Jupiter brings expansion there. And what unique new teachers and teachings have you learned from? Jupiter is the guru and the teacher. So it's a time of going back over the teachings that you've learned, the lessons you've learned. And those of you in the Vedic astrology mentoring, we're finishing up this month. So this is a good time as Jupiter goes retrograde over the next couple months to go back over what you've learned. And anything any of you have learned recently, going back over those lessons. I'm a constant student of lots of things and always wanting to learn. And I've got some courses that I've been a part of that I'm not complete in. And this is the time to go back to your teachers, go back to teachers you've been learning from and review, refresh, integrate those things. And I always, especially to yoga teachers, I talk about like, you know, if you want to teach something new, wait. if you're not confident that you really embodied something, don't try to teach it to someone else yet. The guru, the Jupiter, the wisdom is like, you don't need any notes. You don't need any rehearsal. It's just in there and it comes out naturally. And right now, maybe you've learned some things recently. Maybe you've worked with some teachers and you haven't fully integrated to the point that you could talk about it without any notes. And that's how you know when it's become embodied wisdom. And it's on that Jupiter level of wisdom that we all have this sort of inner guru and this way of perceiving and this knowledge. And look where Jupiter is in your birth chart. That's where you have that kind of wisdom. Like if it's in your sixth house, you have this wisdom about health. If it's in your seventh house, you have this wisdom about relationships. You could be a relationship coach or something like this, or a therapist, right? So wherever Jupiter is, you have that wisdom. But now with this transit where it's been going forward in Aquarius, you've been learning some new innovative things about yourself, about lessons, about spirituality, about your beliefs and ideals. And go back over those things. What have you learned and how do you want to integrate that going forward? And then things will fully move ahead in more growth after November 20th. So this is the time now to go back over things you've learned or go back to teachings that you've wanted to learn from. Maybe there's a training you've wanted to do that you've been waiting to do. Go back to those things. And there might be something new that comes up. If it feels right in alignment, go for it. But generally, the retrograde is review, refresh, revise. And reflect on what lessons you've learned. Journaling is always very helpful for retrogrades. So we've got three planets retrograde right now after this point. It's Jupiter, Mercury, and Saturn all retrograde. Then, but Mercury will go forward next week. So looking ahead to next week, we will see that the energy is going to shift on Monday next week when Surya, the sun, moves into Ardra Nakshatra. That will be a pretty significant change from the summer solstice energy of the 20th. So just a heads up before we get to next week's episode, around next Monday, just avoid any big outbursts or conflicts. Try to just keep that day pretty simple and chill if you can. Ardra can be intense. It's ruled by Rudra, the god of storms. and that can bring about some stormy emotions and situations and intensity. So lead towards, if there's any sort of intimacy and intensity and passion that you can bring into your relationships, that's a more positive expression. If there's an old habit that you've been wanting to break, it's a good time for breaking bad habits or habits that you want to change. It's a great time for doing passionate research. It's a kama nakshatra, so it's about desire, about what you want to move towards and rather than what you want to move away from. But it's intense. This can be an intense transit. It's a brief one, so don't worry about it too much, but just kind of keep it chill on Monday after the big highs and all that of Sunday. And this is still in the auspicious time of the month, so it's not too much to worry about, but just kind of lay low on Monday if you can. And then next week I'll talk about, we've got Mercury going direct, we've got Venus in Cancer, and that's great for relationships. And then full moon in Sagittarius, and a good time of completion and closure of the month. And Neptune going retrograde in Aquarius, when we've got all the big alien secrets being revealed by the government, which will probably be that inconclusive. It's probably no big deal, but it'll be interesting to see, because that happens to be right on that day of Neptune going retrograde, as I've been talking about. So as always, if you want to know how these transits are affecting you personally, you can schedule the reading right now at quietmindastrology.com. And you can join us live this Tuesday and every Tuesday inside of the Vedic Astrology membership for our weekly live lesson, Learn Astrology on Zoom. Always, thank you for joining me here on the Quiet Mind Astrology podcast. And you can always reach out to learn more at quietmindastrology.com. Look forward to sharing more with you next week on the Quiet Mind Astrology podcast.